This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We were discussing the wide receivers and the skill position players and how much draft capital they've spent on wide receivers since Mahomes got his 10-year contract after the 2020 into the 2021 season, I should say. And knowing that there's still a chance that a suspension happens for Rashee Rice, even though Nate Taylor was kind of talking with us yesterday, like, hey, there's a chance maybe this thing ends up getting knocked down because time goes on. It's like a 2-game suspension instead of a 6 or a 4 instead of a 6 or something like that. Who, in the early look between Rice and Worthy, who do you actually think ends up with the better year? Because I think we all remember how the first 3.5 games were looking, or 3.25 games were looking.
Rashee Rice looked like he was going to be a 1,400-yard wide receiver.
I feel like the simple answer right this second, it's Rashee Rice. As great as Worthy's final, you know, fourth quarter in the Super Bowl looked, the guy also had 5 yards until then. Worthy's going to be a stud for this franchise for a while, but for next year, just a pure yardage game, not touchdowns or anything else, just pure. Who's going to have 1,250? Who could have 1,000? Who could have 800? Whatever. Rice will have more receiving yards than Worthy next year.
Is it? So
he's going to get more targets too.
I thought the obvious answer, like my initial thought, the obvious answer was Rashee Rice as well. But then I was starting to factor in, hey, you know, there could be a small suspension and we don't know. Like Nate Taylor certainly talking me into like maybe it's only a 2-gamer this year and it's not the significant time we thought. He's still coming off a serious injury. And while it took Xavier Worthy longer to get up to speed than it did Rashee Rice in his rookie year, so like Rashee Rice was a more effective rookie year player, I'm actually starting to lean towards Worthy.
Really?
I think...
You just need to connect on a bunch of the deep passes?
Yeah. I think the deep passing game part of it is there. And when I started to go through his like end of the year run, he had started turning into a 70-yard game per guy. He was like a 80, 90-yard game per guy in the postseason. Now, of course, that 157 and 2 touchdowns he had in the Super Bowl were an absolute massacre. So, obviously, those are not garbage time because they weren't all in garbage time, but effectively garbage time. Yardage out of there. I think it's going to be close. The way I'm starting to view this offense is that if you made me, and I'm sure we will as we get closer to the regular season, start ranking them out, I think it might be like 1,100, 1,900 between Kelce, Worthy, and Rice, and that this is going to be kind of a sweat. And the factoring difference is going to be how healthy is Rashee Rice and how is he feeling for those first couple of weeks? Does he take on a little bit of a suspension? And what level they use Travis versus previous years? I actually think all three of those guys are going to be really close. And I'm not saying I'm like fully in, and I'm just like promising you right now, I kind of want to see more as the offseason progresses. But part of the reason I wanted this question asked is I'm starting to lean towards it might be Xavier Worthy. And that's coming off of, as you know, I was pretty bullish on Rashee Rice going into
that's
the year.
That's what I think is interesting.
And it definitely looked like he was going to blow up. I'm not there yet. I probably wouldn't take the leap. But I think those guys are going to be a little bit closer. The suspension coming off the injury concerns me a little, I guess.
The health thing is fair. I would say that every indication so far has been that he's ahead of schedule on the rehab for the knee injury. And as we know, the ACL injury is not nearly as devastating as it once was. Like plenty of guys now come back, especially if they're young and they're not 34 years old trying to come back from an ACL. if they're in their young, low 20s, early 20s, I should say, usually they bounce back pretty quickly. And we know what he was doing. He obviously has a good grasp of the offense, all of that. The question for him will be, are we talking about losing 2 games, 4 games, or 6 games or none? And look, if he's out for 6 games, well, then were these
well, then your answers or Kelsey, right? Or, like if I tossed maybe, him into the question mark.
Maybe so. But it's interesting. We'll revisit, as you said, I'm sure numerous times before we get to the start of the season. But it is kind of interesting to look at how maybe we perceive it. You know, Worthy had the only positive thing going in the Super Bowl. But that happened, I'll call it, in garbage time of the fourth quarter. Now, there were still starters on the field for the Eagles. I don't want to act like it was their fourth string, or I mean third string, that was out there or something. But it was in garbage time. And then he racked up and ended up having historically great receiving day in the Super Bowl. Right? Didn't he break a record?
156 yards and 2 touchdowns. I mean, it
ended up being one of the better receiving for a rookie. I'm sorry. I think it was a rookie receiving record, Super Bowl record.
I was like, that's probably not the Super Bowl record, rookie, 156 yards, receiving. But yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's,
I saw an Instagram post. I'm sure you did too. Worthy, Nico Remigio,
Sky
Moore, Pacheco, Elijah Mitchell. We're all down in, or at Camp Pat right now, an early version of Camp Pat. Getting some work in down there if you guys were. Maybe Justin Ross? Maybe I saw Justin Ross.
I think so. A lot of the same names, you know?
Sure.
Who's going to be the camp darling this year? We had Luis Reese Zamet last year.
Well, let's find out who the undrafted kid is they bring in, or who has a 6th-round pick or something like that. That's your answer. I mean, if Justin Ross is hanging around, people will still name
him. In fairness, every once in a while it works out. I'll tell you right now, Trey Smith was one of the talked-about players at camp 1 year. He was like the big storyline. Oh man, he's gonna beat out the vet. He's gonna beat out LDT. Who knows?
Usually, camp darlings are skill position guys, though. Typically, but I hear you.
Yeah, it's the Dresslers, the Reese Zamets. Carson Steele was last year's camp darling. Typically, I agree with you. It is usually the guys who can catch a football. In previous years, it's probably been Justin Ross,
it's probably gonna be the rookie running back, whoever they draft. Let's be real. It's probably gonna be the rookie running back with a ton of speed that everybody just is enamored with. That's probably the answer to the question. Whoever that is, whether it's Samson, whether it's one of your guys, who knows?
Yeah, I guess we're all trying to figure out. Do you have a backup, by the way? Samson or nobody, or do you have have you developed a secondary crush yet? Or are you still working on
Samson's
that?
Samson's the number one running back that I think is realistic, I guess, also, right? We all would want Ashton Jenny, but the number one running back that is realistic. I think Samson, I don't hate the Travion Henderson idea. If I went further down, then I would probably take one of the local running backs, and I would say take Devin Neal or Giddens, and Giddens might be a better fit for the Chiefs. But that's where I would probably go. I think it's interesting. I saw there was quotes out of Denver today, because much like the Chiefs, the Broncos had a media availability around the draft. And Sean Payton was quoted today, I think, saying how much that they love the running back class. They expect to be able to find a running back. So everybody's saying the same thing. So that's the only thing to keep. Like, as much as we say how deep it is and great, and the Chiefs are going to draft one, so is everybody, it feels like.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's a bunch of teams who can use running back. It's also, I think, running backs have come back. I think some teams are going to talk themselves into it because of the way it worked for Saquon Barkley. It's a mistake, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't value them any more or less than you did 3 years ago, just because, Saquon Barkley, a once-in-a-generation level of running back, helped carry a team to Super Bowl. By the way, they also still had a pretty good quarterback and an elite-level defense. So, it's not like...
Well, there's just a lot of talent in the draft, too. More than even it's like, we now running backs are the end thing again. I think it's some of that for
Everyone
sure.
Everyone thinks they can get their guy.
Everybody's looking at the draft class and saying, man, there's just a ton of talent here compared to a year ago, maybe, in the draft class.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.